This connection between pollution and labor exploitation has been true since the earliest days of the Industrial Revolution. But in the past, when workers organized to demand better wages, and when city dwellers organized to demand cleaner air, the companies were pretty much forced to improve both working and environmental standards. That changed with the advent of free trade. Thanks to the removal of virtually all barriers to capital flows, corporations could pick up and leave every time labor costs started rising. While our clothes, electronics, and furniture may be made in China, the economic model was primarily made in the USA. And yet, when the subject of climate change comes up in discussion in wealthy, industrialized countries, the instant response, very often, is that it's all China's fault, and India's fault, and Brazil's fault, and so on. Why bother cutting our own emissions when everyone knows that the fast-developing economies are the real problem, opening more coal plants every month than we could ever close? This argument is made as if we in the West are mere spectators to this reckless and dirty model of economic growth, as if it was not our governments and our multinationals that pushed a model of export-led development that made all of this possible, as if it were not our own corporations who, with single-minded determination and with full participation from China's autocratic rulers, turned the Pearl River Delta into their carbon-spewing special economic zone, with the goods going straight onto container ships headed to our superstores. All in the name of feeding the god of economic growth via the altar of hyperconsumption in every country in the world.